Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include former religious ambassador, live organ harvesting is devastating. Canada, Niagara Falls tourists happy to learn Falun Dafa. Audiences in three U.S. states resonate with the spirituality of Shen Yun. You feel the beauty of God. How practicing Falun Dafa showed a computer analyst the true purpose of life. Glasgow, raising awareness of Falun Dafa at the United Nations Climate Change Conference. And Georgia, USA, Art of Jenshan Ren exhibition at Georgia Gwinnett College. Now for the stories.
Former religious ambassador, live organ harvesting is devastating. Mr. Hans Newt, chairman of the Gerard Newt Foundations for Freedom of Religion or Belief, recently said in Brussels, Belgium, prisoners of conscience such as Falun Gong's practitioners, Uyghurs, and Christians are killed for their organs. This makes me sick. I don't want to talk about it, but I need to make people aware of it. Mr. Newt made these remarks at a symposium in advance of the 2021 Parliament of the World's Religions in Utrecht, Netherlands, on October 2, 2021. Local Falun Gong practitioners participated in the symposium and gave a presentation. They talked about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of their faith, including the regime's torture and forced organ harvesting from living practitioners. They also introduced the Falun Gong spiritual practice and demonstrated the five sets of exercises. Mr. Newt said, "Those organ purchasers, sales staff, and related medical practitioners deprive them, the Falun Gong practitioners, of their personal freedom and humanity. The perpetrators of this atrocity are inhuman. It is the worst thing that can be done to people. Organ harvesting is evil. In the West, we should know about this, the CCP's organ harvesting, but we don't know," said Mr. Newt. He feels that Western finance and economies are deeply entrenched in business with China, such that people don't want to talk about organ harvesting and don't want to hear what is really hidden behind the economic model. Mr. Han Sejinbo, former Dutch ambassador to the Parliament of the World Religions, said, "What I heard today is devastating. It is really devastating. The entire Western world seems to be blind to it. The only explanation is money, because China is a big trading partner. But this is so blatant and terrible. I can't understand why it goes on." Although he heard about the CCP's organ harvesting while he worked at the European Parliament in Brussels, he was appalled by the extent of this human rights violation.
Canada, Niagara Falls tourists happy to learn Falun Dafa. Niagara Falls is a popular tourist attraction, with millions of people from around the world visiting every year. Falun Dafa practitioners have maintained a practice site there for years, where they introduce the spiritual practice to the public, demonstrate the exercises, and tell people about the ongoing persecution in China. Many people are surprised and happy to find such a peaceful meditation practice. Some shed tears of joy after doing the exercises, while others have said that they plan to continue practicing after they return home. Many tourists signed the petition demanding that the Chinese Communist Party end the persecution. One young woman asked practitioners to show her the exercises. She paid close attention as they demonstrated, and she carefully followed. After doing the second exercise, she was moved to tears. With a big smile and tears on her face, she said, "I don't know why I am so emotional. It feels like I just found something that I lost long ago, and I couldn't control my emotions. I feel so lucky. She said that she would continue to practice Falun Dafa. Amanda lives and works in Niagara Falls. One day, while a practitioner demonstrated the meditation exercise, Amanda sat down next to her. When the practitioner told her about Falun Dafa, she said, "I keep seeing you all do the exercises here. It feels peaceful and wonderful. I've wanted to give it a try, and I finally did, today." She said that her shoulder was injured and it often hurt. The practitioner suggested that they meditate together. After meditating for 30 minutes, she said the meditation worked wonders. She felt light and comfortable, and her shoulder stopped hurting. She asked how she could become a practitioner. The practitioner suggested that she read Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa's teachings, and that she could download it for free online. She said that she preferred to read a book and asked the practitioner to order an English language copy for her. Amanda returned 2 weeks later, found the practitioner, and asked to do the exercises with her. She carefully learned every movement of all 5 exercises. She said she would continue doing the exercises now that she knew how to do all of them.
Audiences in 3 U.S. states resonate with the spirituality of Shen Yun. You feel the beauty of God. The New York-based Shen Yun Performance Arts presented 15 performances during the last week of October in 5 cities and 3 U.S. states, including Modesto, Fresno, and Thousand Oaks, California, Phoenix, Arizona, and Detroit, Michigan. Victor Barraza, a real estate agent and a member of the board of the Gallo Center for the Arts, saw Shen Yun at the Gallo Center for the Arts in Modesto on October 27th. He was struck by the depth of the performance. He said he appreciated Shen Yun's use of art to tell the stories about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of prisoners of conscience, especially Falun Gong practitioners. He said, "How else can you get this message across? This is a great way to get your message out, and we had no idea." From the performance, Mr. Barraza could see the impact that communism has had on the Chinese. He became aware that if they disagree with your religious views, things can happen to you. Apart from the atrocity, he also observed the corruption being portrayed. Money plays such a big role in the persecution, and how that will translate into, "You better behave or else," he said. "I'm very happy to see Shen Yun convey that, and it's sad to hear that something like this would never be allowed to be shown and performed in China," Mr. Barraza said. He added that the politics in the United States is currently divided and that there is a lot of news about China. He recommended that people should know about the side of China that Shen Yun is portraying. "You may support China in certain ways, but you should also know the other side. Look at what China has endured over all this time," he said. "There is still a lot of dancing, a lot of happy times, a lot of hope for the future." Shen Yun continues its 2021-2022 tour with upcoming performances in Denver, Colorado, West Palm Beach, Florida, Boston, Massachusetts, and New Brunswick, New Jersey.
How practicing Falun Dafa showed a computer analyst the true purpose of life. Mr. Yang Guoqian, a computer systems analyst in Houston, talked about how practicing Falun Dafa helped him see the true purpose of life. He graduated from a university in Taiwan, then earned his master's degree in industrial engineering at the University of Southern California in 1994. He first learned about Falun Dafa in a flyer he picked up at a Chinese supermarket in 1997. This planted the seed for his journey of cultivation. When Guo Xian and his wife visited their family in Taiwan in 2000, a Falun Dafa experience sharing conference was being held in Taipei. More than 3,000 practitioners from 18 countries attended the conference, and many media in Taiwan reported on the event and how the Chinese Communist Party was persecuting Falun Dafa practitioners in China. Guo Xian was amazed to learn that Falun Dafa was practiced in so many countries around the world. He thought it must be an extraordinary practice, so he was interested in learning it. On their way back to the U.S., he and his wife met two Falun Dafa practitioners on the same flight who told them where they could learn the exercises. As soon as Guo Xian returned to Houston, he bought and read the book Zhuan Falun. He also watched Master's exercise teaching videos online. A few months later, he started to participate in local Fa study and exercise sessions. After cultivating himself, Guo Xian became more tolerant and calm. He works hard at his job but doesn't focus on his self-interest. Guo Xian said that Falun Dafa has shown him the true meaning of life and guided him to improve his character based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. When he read Zhuan Falun, he said that his body felt warm, as though it was being cleansed. Afterward, he felt full of energy. He said, "Falun Dafa taught me the essence of traditional culture, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The purpose of cultivation is to return to our true origin."
Glasgow, raising awareness of Falun Dafa at the United Nations Climate Change Conference. The 26th United Nations Climate Change Conference, also known as COP26, is being held in Glasgow, UK, from October 31st to November 12th. 25,000 delegates from 200 countries and approximately 120 heads of state are expected to attend the conference. Falun Dafa practitioners from Scotland and Northern England held activities near the main entrances to the conference to introduce Falun Dafa and tell people about the persecution of the spiritual practice in China, including the harvesting of practitioners' organs while they are still alive, and call for an end to the Chinese Communist Party. Their peacefulness and perseverance drew the attention of several media, and security personnel voiced their support. The practitioners set up displays and banners at one of the busiest entrances that read, "Falun Dafa, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, and Stop Forced Live Organ Harvesting from Falun Gong Practitioners." Two practitioners distributed leaflets during an exercise demonstration on October 21st. Drawn by the exercise music, many people stopped to watch. Some read the display boards and asked questions. Jane, a journalist reporting at the conference, told a practitioner that she saw many people in line reading the Falun Dafa flyers. When the meeting opened on October 31st, a security officer read the leaflet he was handed and said that he had heard about Falun Dafa years ago, but did not expect that the persecution was so severe. He suggested that the practitioners distribute their flyers at the busiest entrance to reach more people. He also asked for more leaflets, which he said he would take home to his friends. One man passed by twice without taking a flyer. When he passed by the third time, he walked up to a practitioner and said, "I work for a team from China, so I cannot take your flyer, but I'm very, very supportive of you." Another woman returned after reading the flyer and asked for more, saying that she was a teacher and wanted to take the information back to her students. Practitioners said they would tell people about Falun Dafa every day during the conference to help more people learn how wonderful the practice is. They also hoped to raise more awareness of the persecution in China.
Georgia, USA. Art of Jianshan Ren Exhibition at Georgia Gwinnett College. The Art of Jianshan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition can be seen at Georgia Gwinnett College in Lawrenceville, Georgia, about an hour's drive northeast of Atlanta until November 19, 2021. The opening ceremony was held on October 25th in the Student Center. The nearly 50 oil paintings and watercolors on display reflect the inner strength and beauty of Falun Dafa, document the ongoing persecution at the hands of the Chinese Communist Party, and portray the practitioner's peaceful resistance to the suppression. The exhibition has received a warm welcome from students, faculty, and staff. Speaking at the opening ceremony, Dr. Rachel Nabulsi, the Falun Dafa Club advisor, particularly thanked the organizers of the event for providing an opportunity for faculty, staff, and students to learn about the peaceful practice of Falun Dafa through the medium of art, which transcends language and reaches to the heart of the human experience. The beautiful and heartbreaking images here are an important way of sharing the strength of those who stand up for their faith in the face of harsh oppression, she said. One painting that stood out for Dr. Nabulsi was Freed by Faith, in which a young woman, a Falun Dafa practitioner, walks out of a prison gate while the guards are asleep. It reminded her of a story of Paul the Apostle, in which Paul was also imprisoned for his belief, but then was miraculously released. She was also very moved by Dafa practitioners' patience and forgiveness when confronted by these horrible physical abuses. Beatrice Ramos, a senior majoring in elementary education, was moved to tears by the paintings. From one painting to another, she felt as if she had entered the practitioner's harsh reality. She was particularly touched by the painting Illumination, in which a woman reads the Falun Dafa teachings while holding her sleeping baby. Many visitors left their names and comments in the guest notebook, thanking the artists and organizers for the opportunity to see such beautiful, informative, and thought-provoking artworks. Many of them said they hoped the college would continue bringing more events like this to the campus. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.